Hi Capricorn, April here from Real Talk Tarot, and today I have your general overall collective reading for this month of September. Capricorn, the song Mr. Blue Skies by ELO will not get out of my head since I sat down to start this reading. Just putting it out there for you. Okay, and the spirit animal kind of confirms that. Also, the preliminary read. I mean, let's get into it here. Now, from the medicine cards, spirit has chosen the moose for you as your spirit animal for the month of September. Moose medicine people have the ability to know when to use the gentleness of deer and when to activate the stampede of buffalo. They understand the balance between giving orders to get things done and having a willingness to do them themselves. Okay? The moose is about self-esteem. So if you have chosen the moose card, you have the reason to feel good about something you have accomplished on your journey. This may be a habit you've broken, a completion of some sort, an insight on a goal, or a new sense of self that you have fought very hard to earn. It's a time of feeling harmonious pride and also recognizing those who helped you, okay, along the way. So, that is your moose medicine. Now, in the pre-shuffle, Capricorn, this really looks good. Okay. The pre-shuffle kind of told me that if you have felt like you had to justify or defend this new sense of self, okay, this month, you're just not doing it. Okay, you are not going to justify or make things easier for other people to understand. All right, this is about you, not about everyone else and what they think. And this new attitude is going to bring you some kind of success because you'll be coming out of any sense of lack. If the lack was within your own self-esteem, something is going to occur this month that's going to bring you closer to your goals. All right, a sense of accomplishment. And you are, in fact, looking for greener pastures. So you're looking for it. You're looking forward. All right. So, Capricorn, that was just the pre-shuffle. Now, let's get into the read. I'm going to pull some cards. We are going to clarify. I'm going to give you some healing gemstone cards. Some little additional messages from my own deck. And some aura reading from the Prism Oracle. Okay? I know that sounds like a lot, but just get right into it and get to the nitty-gritty here. So, Capricorn, this month is looking pretty good. Okay. All right, Spirit, for the starseed of Capricorn, some opportunity maybe that you thought had passed you by, Page of Pentacles reverse, may be coming back around. You have the Four of Swords reverse. You're coming out of a period of rest. Something's going to balance out here. Maybe something that was unequal in the past. We have the Six of Pentacles. Okay. Or something will be shared with you. You'll share something. Let's get into this a little more here. Let's get some more info here. some intel for the starseed of Capricorn, please. For the month of September, that was entirely too many messages, Spirit. Let's keep it nice and clean and neat, because that's the way Capricorn likes it. Thank you. Queen of Pentacles. Yep, there you are. There you are, sitting on your throne with all your pentacles. This is looking so good. Opportunities coming out the yin-yang. Seven of Cups. Okay. Wow, Capricorn. I wish this was my reading. Holy cow. This is looking really good. Let's see. We have Judgment. And the Nine of Pentacles reversed. So, you know, in the pre-shuffle, I said that you weren't, you were not going to be concerned with others' judgment. So I do feel like you are not going to justify whatever it is that you're doing to anyone. You don't have to. Don't have to. All right, let's get one more. You could be accepting an offer that you previously refused. You have the Four of Cups reversed. All right. So, again, this could be that offer that in the beginning of this read here, I said an offer coming back around. So, yeah, you start and finish this row here with that. It's looking pretty good. Okay. Now, let's get into this a little bit more. We're going to clarify this and see what additional messages Spirit wants Capricorn to know. Additional messages. If you have had some ideas, doesn't matter what they were, for what creative, monetary, whatever it is, and somebody might have poo-pooed your idea, or this month you're like, nah, I'm good on that. I'm just going to go ahead and do it. Yep, that's the god darn truth. Ace of Swords just popped out when I said that. Yep, I like it. All right, let's get some more, please, for Capricorn. Let's get some more for Cappies. What's going on in September for you, Capricorn? What in the wide world of sports? Seven of Wands. Okay, so you're going to... You're not necessarily going to be defending your right to do whatever this is. I guess in a way you will be, only that you're standing up for yourself, okay? That you're not going to back down. You're not giving up. The Chariot reverse. So whatever you have been going through has kind of kept things from moving forward for you. This could have to do with the relationship. You have the High Priestess with intuition telling you, and then we have the Lovers. So it could be telling you something about your lover, that maybe this person doesn't support you, okay, in the ways that you deserve to be supported, all right? Or maybe, you know, you might not even, you might be single and not really have anyone to share this with. Let's see, what else for Capricorn, please? Yes, I am loving this. Two of Wands again. All right, that's double confirmation because that was in the pre-shuffle. But you are definitely looking for greener pastures. You want your place in the sun, Capricorn. That's the last card we have, is the sun card. All right, you deserve your place in the sun, so go get it in September. Okay, now let's get some additional messages from my own little angel guide deck here. For Capricorn spirit, what other messages of encouragement do we want for Capricorn? Because this reading looks really awesome. Okay. Art, like morality, consists of drawing the line somewhere. Okay. This month you might be drawing a line somewhere. Drawing that line in the sand. All right. Next, you have Jack in the Box. Now, I feel like normally this would be someone popping up on you, but honestly, Capricorn, I think you're going to pop up on someone else. They might not see it coming. Even better. And seeking approval. Okay, you're not doing that anymore, are you? Only from yourself, only from your higher self. All right. Man, I'm in love with this reading. I like it. Okay. So let's get a couple more from the big boy deck here. And I mean, this sucker's big. I can barely, I know I complain about it all the time, but I use it all the time too. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? The messages are good. So, Spirit, what have you got for Capricorn? What does Capricorn need to know? Thirsty, stay thirsty, stay thirsty for whatever it is that's placed in the sun. You're going to be thirsty when you get there. Okay, let's get another one, please, for Capricorn. I'm gonna cut this bad boy and. I'm telling you, this deck is so ridiculous. Mexican standoff. That's interesting. Well, who is a standoff with Capricorn? Is this me, myself, and Irene situation? I don't know. You tell me. Maybe, different aspects of yourself. Could be fighting against each other in some way. All right. Don't let that happen. And finally, one more. Begging for mercy. You're going to have somebody on their knees. Somebody who took you for granted. Someone who did not recognize your awesomeness. Okay. They're going to be begging for mercy in September. Alrighty. Excuse me. Now let's get some more for you here, Capricorn. We got some gemstones for healing. So this month, if you have these gemstones, you can meditate on them or use them in whatever way, shape, or form suits you. And let's see, what are the gemstone healing cards for Capricorn, please? Spirit, thank you. Oh, three just popped out. That was perfect. Capricorn, even your reading is just, the whole thing is going so smoothly. I'm almost scared. Diamond? Ah, there you are, the diamond in the rough, aren't you now? Purity, truth, and perfection. You have the blue lace agate. This is for stability, grounding, and support. Okay? Don't let all this success go to your head here, Cappy. Stay grounded. And the rose quartz. This is love, trust, and emotional healing. All right? Which no doubt this will bring to you this month. So, again, your gemstones for healing this month are the diamond, the blue lace agate, and the rose quartz. Okay, this will heal, assist you on your journey as you're moving toward that sun. Okay, Capricorn, now finally we're going to wrap this up with your Prism Oracle messages. And we're just going to see what is moving in and around the energy of the star seed of Capricorn, please, for the month of September. Month of September, please, for Capricorn. Thank you. Caution reversed. Okay, so this is a green light. There is nothing to fear here. Get moving. All right. I'm not saying to take any reckless chances, of course. You know, but calculated risks? Absolutely, this month. All right. Let's get couple more here. Energy. You are definitely energized to do this. Okay. But remember, we're going to try to keep it humble. Okay. Nobody likes a braggart. I don't think I really have to say that to a Capricorn. I really don't know too many Capricorns who run around tooting their own horn. It's just not your thing, you know. That's more of a Leo type of thing. Let's see here, spread. Oh, hold on. All right, spare a couple more here for creativity. Yep. Whatever it is you're doing will be based in creativity. Huge successes. This month, I am loving it. Determination, and by God, you are determined to do it. Capricorn, I don't think I have to say anymore. September is looking really good for you. And I truly hope that it is. That is your reading for this September. I really hope you enjoyed it. I would love to have you back again. And as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.